Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. So 6 years ago, here was the scene. The Mars rover, Spirit, blasted off to Mars to try and give us a new glimpse of this mysterious red planet.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, engine start, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket carrying the Spirit from Earth to planet Mars.
Okay, so that's about as excited as these guys get. But this was a very exciting moment. Unfortunately, in the 6 years that have followed, not such great news coming from Spirit 1. Right now at this moment, Spirit is actually stuck in a ditch, maybe forever. We're going to talk about to Ray Arvidson about Spirit. He's the deputy principal investigator for the Mars rover. Good morning, Ray.
Morning.
So we actually have two Mars rovers. This was the first one.
That's correct. We have Spirit and Opportunity. So as you mentioned, Spirit's kind of stuck on the side of a crater. Opportunity is on the other side of the planet, and it drives every time that we wish it to.
Okay, so Spirit is actually the older sibling and is having trouble. It's had some computer trouble, it's had mechanical problems, and now, of course, stuck in a ditch. What's wrong with Spirit?
Well, these are really old vehicles. So Spirit and Opportunity is kind of like working with your great-granddad in that they were designed for 90 days. And that, as you said, this is the six-year anniversary, so we're going into 7 years. Oh, so there's a litany of issues associated with Spirit. The right front wheel works when it wants to, but usually not. But now the right rear wheel doesn't seem to go backwards or forwards, and most of the wheels are buried in sand, and the middle wheels aren't quite gripping the surface. So not so good for a mobility system.
But a great find for a Martian kid, right? That he stumbles upon.
The sands that we're in are among the most interesting sands that we've found on Mars so far. It has more sulfur than we've seen anywhere. And it looks like we've uncovered, when we were getting embedded into this location, some ancient hydrothermal deposits that were produced by magma, ancient magmas interacting with groundwater.
So what have we gotten out of Spirit? Have we gotten our money's worth?
Oh, by far and away. You know, these were designed for 90 days, and today is day 2,135.
That's fabulous.
So they're way beyond the design, way out of warranty. But the more we see, the more we're interested in this planet, because on both Spirit and Opportunity, the data they're collecting suggests that early in geologic time, billions of years ago, this was a warm and wet place.
So let's talk for just a second about the younger sibling Opportunity, because that the younger sibling is kind of bouncing around Mars and doing all this great stuff. How much longer can Opportunity stay afloat?
Gosh, I don't know. They're so far out of warranty, we can't predict. Both of them are going into the winter. Spirit can continue to make measurements where it is. It's a very interesting site. Opportunity is driving to an ancient crater with rocks we've never seen before. So we still have a lot to do. So we'll keep these vehicles operating as long as they're producing good science.
Okay, Ray Arvidson is the deputy principal investigator for Mars Rover. He's also a professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Washington University in St. Louis. Thanks so much.
And one lucky guy. That's a great gig. Have you ever been to Jet Propulsion Laboratory on Pasadena?
I have not. I'm not kind of the math girl.
Oh, you don't need math to move those.
To move the joysticks.
Yeah, it's almost a joystick thing. Yeah, it's great.